It's the Sarah and Vinny Haunted Broadcast from the Moss Beach Distillery. After 80 years of haunting, Hooman has nearly exorcised the Blue Lady from the distillery by boring her with talk of veganism and high colonics. And now, back to the show.
Sarah and Vinny Haunted Broadcast. Happy Halloween, everybody. We're at the Moss Beach Distillery. It is, I don't know, 1 o'clock in the morning. Do you know what time
it is? Well, after midnight, I know that.
But, of course, it's about 8 a.m. on Friday morning. So happy Friday, everybody. It's the Haunted Broadcast, and all night long, the Blue Lady, the haunter here at the Moss Beach.
As they've been
Kate,
calling her.
That's C-A-Y-T-E. She's been hanging out. I believe we have a sponsor.
Yeah, this segment's brought to you by Dublin Toyota. Doing it right. Click DublinToyota.com. That water in the background is the ocean out front. We're sitting, if you don't know the Moss Beach Distillery, we're sitting perched up on a cliff. It's about a 50-foot drop down to the water. And I was actually out on that cliff ledge earlier when it was lit, and it is a sheer drop straight down, and now I don't know how you guys got a mic out there, but that's the water out in front of the
Brian did it. Should we hear it for just a couple
yeah,
seconds?
Yeah, let's hear it.
That's so cool.
She said sex.
You're so horny.
Anyway, inside where we're currently seated, we're all looking at each other. The room is set up not in a circle but in a square. We're lit by candlelight. And I believe the next thing we're going to do is numerology. Is that what we're doing? It is actually.
We've spent the morning with our panel of parapsychologists and crime psychics, and Lloyd Auerbach, who we'll be hearing from again in a moment, and Annette Martin, who just did a seance for us last hour. And right now we're going to spend some time with Monica Sepulveda, and actually a couple of our listeners, because it's getting super late here at night, had to take off, and she gave them a quickie on the way out. But Monica, tell us a little bit about how you discovered that you had some psychic ability and what got you started.
Well, it happened when I was 2 years old. I remember being picked up by people that gave me like the creeps. And I was telling my mother, I said this, you know, when I was a little bit older, I said, I remember this lady picking me up and I thought she's fighting with her husband. And I just said, she goes, yeah, they were going through a divorce. And so I thought, oh, okay. So I was more empathetic. I was able to feel, because there's, you know, clairvoyance, clairsentience, and clairaudience, which means seeing, feeling, and hearing. So I was clairsentience. I was able to feel people's emotions. And then as I was getting older, I started seeing things appearing to me, which I never liked. So I immediately said, I don't want to see things happening.
Did you see them in the world or just in your head?
No, I saw them in the world. And I immediately said, I don't want you to appear to me, because it bothered me a lot.